episode. Let me record this while it came to my mind. Check this out. So once you see past time, it's hard to go back and look at life the other way. You know, it used to be when I saw time as linear, it's like you had all these dreams and visions and all this, and you don't really need to be that way. It's happening right now. Your dream is happening now. Your vision is happening now. It's the vision. Let me explain it before I say that. Well, let me just say it and then I'll explain. The vision that you have, step into it right now. It might not appear right now, but it will appear if you step into that mindset and you step into that habit and that way of thinking, that way of living. Now, but here's what I'm saying. So Genesis 3 is happening now. Revelation's happening now. It's all happening now. There's people under law in this reality, like the Muslims. They're still under law. They're still under legalism. The cults and the isms, they're still under law. But the church is under grace. Even in the Old Testament, when Israel's under law, there was still grace. There's a thread of grace. There's a thread of grace through the whole Bible, through all creation, because the Lamb slain before the foundation world. So there was always grace, but God uses different dispensations to teach man, or to dispense a lesson to man. The dispensation is God dispensing. The word dispense is dispensation. God is dispensing truth over time because it's too deep. And so, there, you know, we're in the age of grace, but there's always been grace threaded through. So that tells you that there's really no such thing as time for the spirit mind, because you understand law, you understand innocence, the age of innocence, you understand grace, you understand the judgment of God. God scourges every son he receives right now. God is angry with the wicked right now. His bow is bent. If you start to do wrong, it's gonna hit you. You can't go against the truth without the universe or God, really. I just want to say God. You're going against God and his overarching patterns. In other words, what I'm saying is, if you walk in love, agape love, if you walk in truth, you walk in grace, you walk in forgiveness, no bitterness, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, you're in the flow of the Spirit. But if you go into pride, you go into hatred and anger, revenge, you know, there's a lot of saved people still in this revenge mindset, this vigilante mindset. It's sad. I know what I'm talking about because I've heard them over the years. They want to get somebody back. And then you ask them, say, what are you talking about? I thought you were saved. God repays. God repays evil. Don't take vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. If you take vengeance, he won't take vengeance, but he'll have to put you through the. See, it's kind of like if you try to enable a narcissist, you get the spanking. If you're trying to take vengeance, God has to spank you. He won't even take vengeance. But if you say, Lord, this person did me wrong, this happened, I'm going to let you handle it. I'm going to just keep on going, and he'll take care of it for you. I've seen it 1,000 times. I've seen it 1,000 times. This reality is based on the overarching principles that the flesh tears the flesh, but the spirit sharpens the spirit. every dispensation, every day, every age. Is that truth is true going to be true in the millennium? That truth is, was true in Genesis. It's true today. It's going to be true tomorrow. There's no such thing as time when you see the overarching patterns. The reason God gave the dispensations is because mankind had to go through it as a fractal overarching. There's a macro and there's a micro. The reason God allows the macro is so that you can experience in the micro. In other words, if you look at the dispensations, the age of innocence, law, grace, tribulation, the millennium, you can look at your life. When you were born, you had the age of innocence. Then you got hit a certain age, and then you were accountable. And then you're under, and while you're being raised, you're under a tutor, under a teacher, under law. You go to school, you're under law, you're under your parents' house, you're under law. And then you get out of school, and you get out of your home, your parents' home, and now you're under grace because you are a law to yourself. And so your life is a fractal pattern of what's happening in the Bible throughout the ages. And so this is my whole point. If you can see that, you see past time. And not only is it your life, but it's your day-by-day experience, moment by moment. Do you put yourself under law? Are you under grace? Are you walking by faith? Are you walking in fear? Are you going back into the flesh? Are you in pride? Are you, everything that happened from Genesis to Revelation is happening in your mind, in your heart right now. That's my whole point. Are you compromising and taking the mark of the beast right now? Look at how many people took the mark of the beast. I'm not saying it's the final. See, the draconian system's always been here, and it's all around you. But are you willing to resist it by faith? You know, a lot of people said, I'm not going to do it. And they had to quit their job. They got fired. They got laid off. What's it say in Revelation? They'll neither be able to buy nor sell. But by the grace of God, because it's not time yet, the culmination is not here. By the great, but it's getting stronger and stronger. The great tribulation, you can actually see it approaching. The constriction, the word tribulation goes back to constriction. You can actually see it approaching. And so Bill Gates and all of them are releasing stuff to constrict your breathing, constrict your movement, constrict the gospel, constrict the truth. It's happening now. The snake has always been here, and he's not stopping. He's just getting wiser. But the Bible says to be wise as serpent, but wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. So you have to be on guard. Israel in the Old Testament was building a temple, but had a weapon in one hand. So that's the way you have to live every day. You're building your temple. You're a temple. Your body's a temple. You're setting yourself apart. You're renewing your mind. So you're building the temple for God. But at the same time, you're fighting a fight down here in 3D. It's a fractal. There's no such thing as time. You're actually, everything that you read in the Bible, you're experiencing now. Is the servant greater than the master? Jesus, okay, let me prove that. Let me prove there's no such thing as time right now. You ready? The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all points, and that's why he was able to become a great high priest for every human being that's ever been born, that ever will be born. He's already went through everything that you are going to go through. And how is that possible except for the fact that he's already been through it and there's no time, because tomorrow when I'm dead and gone, somebody else is going to go through something. When you're dead and gone, your kids are going to go through something. My point is, they're going through the same thing you've gone through. There's no space or time. And when you start to think that way, it's hard not to think that way. And it's hard to go back to the weak and beggarly elements of the world and say, oh, I wish I was an engineer. I wish I had this job. I wish I had... You have it now. You can be it now. Whatever you're doing now, make the best of it, and God will make an increase. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Just be the best now, and God will promote you and push you higher if that's what you want. Just step into it by faith. You already have it. It's already finished. It's already finished. It's already finished. It was finished before the foundation of the world. It was finished before you showed up on the scene. When you go to work, you get in your car and you go to work, or you ride your bike, or however you go, or you walk. That sidewalk, that road, that drive, that highway, that street, that road, that, and usually the driveway was there before you got it. All these roads to get you to work was here. It was prepared before you even needed it, before you were even born. And so it was all prepared. It was prepared. It's all prepared. Even the earth, even your script, even your experience is all prepared. Before the foundation of the world, it's all prepared. It is finished. I hope you can get a hold of what I'm telling you. If you can, and see, you don't have to worry about the future. You don't have to worry about the past. You just worry about now. And whatever you want in the future, start acting that way now. Start believing it now. Start stepping into it now, and it will appear. Because when you step as sons of God, when you step into that mindset, you got the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit, the earnest of the Holy Spirit. So when you step into that mindset of being prepared, you're just preparing yourself to step into that job, step into that career, step into that life, step into that opportunity. You're just getting ready. In your mind, you're preparing yourself in your mind. Do you hear what I'm saying? Mind is outside of time. Mind is spirit. Imagine it outside of time, and it can happen. Because if you can imagine it, it's possible. Without a vision, the people perish. If you have a vision of something, it can happen. And it probably will happen. And even if it doesn't happen with you, it will happen with somebody. And you might, that would explain, if you understand what I just said, that would explain why a lot of the movies, people imagine a movie and they write the script and then it happens a year later or 2 years later. Because the imagination is not outside of God. It's inside of God's script. And what has been shall be. So you might imagine some kind of computer becoming conscious or self-aware and then trying to destroy the earth in a movie, and you put that in a movie. Well, that already happened in Genesis, because the devil became an AI creature and is trying to destroy the earth. It already happened. It's happening now. You just don't see it because your mind is not. You're not thinking right. What has been shall be. What shall be has been. Do you hear what I'm just said? If you come up with a script where you write this movie, or so this AI creature wants to destroy the earth. Well, it's happening. It already happened in Genesis, and it's going to happen in Revelation, and it's actually happening right now. Because your AI flesh mind is trying to destroy you. Oh, I was trying to pull the latch from my hood, and I pulled the fuse box. So, what am I saying here? I'm telling you, if you start to think outside of time and realize it's all happening now, then you don't have to plan. You don't have to worry about the future, because
the future, you know, you need to prepare, you know, change your oil in your car and get your, you need to do some things.
Don't, I'm not saying don't be responsible, but.
What am I saying? I'm trying to tell you that if you start to see past time and that's the way you think and the way you live, then you don't have to worry about it. Just be it now. Will I get this college degree? Well, just study now. Get good at studying. Get good at passing tests. You'll get it. You'll just step into it. It'll be automatic. Stuff will just become automatic if you step into the future now, and you see the past is now, and you watch what other people, and you follow the pattern that was already set and the outline, it's going to happen. You just step into it now. Whatever you want, you step into it right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so, you don't really, you just let it happen. It's a whole different world. That's my point. I can't go back to the other way of thinking, because once you see this overarching archetype pattern that's happening all the time right now, you don't worry about it. And what else it will do is give you peace that God's going to make a way of escape. He always does. He always has. He always will. The lamb slain before the foundation world. So whatever you're dealing with, He will make a way of escape. You just need to step into it by faith. I know that sounds Pentecostal, but I'm not talking about name it, claim it. I'm just saying it's already happened. You don't have to name it, claim it. It's happening now. That's my point. It's all happening right now. I mean, really, seriously. What you read in Genesis, Revelation, it's all happening now. It really is. It's just, you have to see past the micro and the macro, and you have to look at it from a fractal point of view. You have to see it. You have to step outside of your experience and look at yourself from the outside in, but not just that, but look at yourself from the outside of time in. Just imagine you sitting in heaven and thinking back about while you were in time, and you look down and you say, oh, he was just going through the motions, oh, he was worried about something that he didn't need to worry about. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look at yourself from the other side while you're in this side, on this side, and you'll say, oh, why am I stressed? There's no need to be. It's already finished. It's already done.